You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Hip hop began in a basement. It was there in the early 70s at a block party in South Bronx that the DJ was born. DJs controlled the party by mixing live music together. Hip hop later grew into a culture as breakdancing, graffiti writing, rhyming over beats, and DJing became associated with each other. The culture was powered by sound. Funk, synth electronic music, salsa rhythms, African bongo drums. Hip-hop sound was about making people dance. Over the years, the sound spread all over the globe, and along the way, each culture sprinkled their own influences. It's no different here. Once hip-hop reached the Bay Area, it became its own.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours.
Raw bass lines and up-tempo, gritty funk. The Bay's sound always embraced the idea of not caring how you looked when you danced with the people around you. Its unique sound is recognized anywhere and continues to influence other artists today, like Drake, the popular artist from Canada, singing over Oakland's very own Too Short.
DJ Khaled. Yeah. I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. Had a superpowers last 223,000 hours, and it's because I'm off of CC.
But in order to fully understand the sounds of today, it's important to understand their influences. When hip hop came to the Bay Area, it took on many forms, from the jazzy boom bap sounds of the Hieroglyphics and a popular scratch DJing scene. But the most recognized sound of all was hyphy.
Yo, hyphy. What it do? It's easy.
That's my word. Mm-hmm.
Coined by Oakland native Keek Da Sneak, hyphy gained national attention as an upbeat party culture, and its music slapped heavy bass drums. Though the movement peaked nationally around the mid-2000s, the hyphy movement continues to shape budding artists today. One person who was in the middle of it all was Numb.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Numb. You feel me? AKA the Gorilla Pino Pope. I'm here to give everybody hope.
After finishing up his audio engineering degree, Numb found his way to Infinity Studios, where he worked with artists like Mac Dre, E-40, and The Federation. Now Numb hosts the TZLR News for Thizzler.com, one of the Bay Area's largest hip-hop blogs, and he sat down to talk about his experience in the hyphy movement and where that sound is today. Here's Numb.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I'd like to introduce you to the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance?
Thizzle Dance, I said.
Can I do the Thizzle Dance?
So, for people not aware of it, what is hyphy?
Hyphy was the hyphy movement. Was a time in the Bay Area where it was super popping. I want to say from like 03 to like 07. I mean, something like that. And when it popped off, it was just a sound. It was a culture. It was a lifestyle. And it's just like the Bay right now. It could still be considered a hyphy movement, but it's a whole different year. It's a whole different era. You know, it's like 10 years past. The sound is just, to me, was like on a mob, up-tempo, dancing. You gonna dance. And you're gonna really be, I can't really put it in words.
But
I kind of just
in your
like,
head and just...
you just feel it, and it go through your body, and how it come out is the energy, straight up.
Think about a song in your head.
Okay.
And feel it. And so, what's the feeling?
Hey, the feeling is like, hey, you just want to fly, straight up. And it's, you know, you outside, everybody around you, it's like, yeah, it's active. It ain't something that you just be in the corner and you gigging, like you got to be with everybody. It's like, you know, everybody with you, your whole group with you, and you just, hey.
What song did you just think about?
I was thinking about Tell Me When to Go.
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 So what's the scene like?
The scene
like
is,
what does it feel like?
Oh wow, it's just it's up tempo. Every like I'm saying, everybody outside, they smiling, we gigging, we looking, we making eye contact, everybody yelling.
And this is multicultural.
Multicultural. You see the Bay Area. Mm. You know what I mean? There's no color lines over here. We colorblind over here. We just know how to have fun. You feel me? Or get money, do whatever. But, you know, at the same time, it don't matter. You know, it ain't no segregation out here in the Bay Area. So,
do you feel that same kind of, like, multicultural harmony today in
yes.
in that movement?
Oh, like, yeah. Even like today, the Bay Area sound is very multicultural. From the HBK, you know what I'm talking about, to Ezell.
But do you feel
G-Eazy?
Similar to those days? Is something different?
It's got the same energy. It's a different era. It's just like how, like, if with our parents, they probably party the same, mm-hmm. not the same, you know, they didn't get to have the same whatever amenities or whatever we had, but they party the same, you know, mm-hmm. maybe had the same energy. And they doing it now in this current state of, you know, 2017. It's just, you know, it's a little different now because everybody's on their phone.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hena Baba, and I am sitting down for a talk with Nump from Fizzler.com.
That's a company that I work for. I do the TZLR news every week, so check us out. Every Friday, we have a new episode.
What is hot right now in the Bay Area? Who's hot? What music should we be listening to?
SOBRBE out of Vallejo. They're like the hottest thing going right now for the youth, like everywhere. They're all over the radio. Mm. You need to check them out.
I'm so anti, can't trust these bitches, no, can I, oh.
And bigger than that, G-Eazy, mm-hmm. you know? G-Eazy over there doing worldwide tours.
Where's he from?
He from Berkeley. I got that fire in my soul.
And as far as I can see, I just need privacy. Plus a whole lot of tree for modest modesty. I just need space to do me, get away with what they're trying to see. Estella Maxwell right beside of me.
Is the hyphy movement back? Will it come back, do you feel?
It's here in a form of life. It really is. And I also, like I just mentioned, Ezell, I want to give much love to Ezell because he's the tail end of the hyphy movement. He actually put more eyes on it to where his visuals brought that energy back, you know, with all his visuals. Mm-hmm. And it's still in it. And you see the new artists still, they got it because they grew up on it. It's just they put their own little twist to it. Maybe the sound is a little different, but the energy's there. You see everybody dancing and everybody outside. It's still the same. It's probably not called hyphy, but we get hyphy for sure.